Chapter 23. About 2,000 specimens of baby linen from Mrs. Flummery's in Regent Street, a chainy Kresnin bowl from old Lady Barrister's, big enough to imace a alderman, and a case marked glass, apostrophe from her ladyship's medical man, which were stowed away together, had to this anormalu cradle, with rose-colored satin and pink lace hangings, held up by a gold tuttle dove, and see. We had, including James Angelo's rattle and my umbrello, 73 packages in all. We got on very well as far as Swindon, where, in the splendid refreshment room, there was a galaxy of lovely gals in cotton velvet spencers, who serves out the soup, and one of whom made an impression upon this art which I shouldn't like Mary Ann to know, and here, to our infinite disgust, we changed carriages. I forgot to say that we were in the second class, having with us James Angelo, and 23 other light articles. First inconvenience. And almost as bad as break of gauge. I cast my eye upon the gal in cotton velvet, and wanted some soup, of course, but seizing up James Angelo, who was laying his dear little paws on an sandwich, and seeing my expression of H.I. James, apostrophe says Mary Ann, instead of looking at that young lady, and not so very young neither, be pleased to look to our packages, and place them in the other carriage. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I did so with an easy art. I arranged them 23 articles in the opposite carriage, only missing my umbrella and baby's rattle, and just as I came back for my basin of soup, the beast of a bell rings, the whistling engines proclaims the time of our departure, and farewell soup and cotton velvet. Mary Ann was sulky. She said it was my losing the umbrella. If it had been a cotton velvet umbrella, I could have understood. James Angelo sitting on my knee was evidently unwell, without his coral. And for 20 miles, that blessed babby kept up a roaring, which caused all the passengers to sympathize with him exceedingly. We arrive at Gloucester, and there fancy my disgust at being obliged to undergo another change of carriages. Fancy me holding up Moe's, Tippets, cloaks, and baskets, and James Angelo roaring still like mad, and pretending to superintend the carrying over of our luggage from the broad gauge to the narrow gauge. Mary Ann, apostrophe says I, wrought to desperation, I shall throttle this darling, if he goes on. Apostrophe, apostrophe do, apostrophe says she, and go into the refreshment room, says she a snatching the babby out of my arms. Do go, apostrophe says she, you're not fit to look after luggage, apostrophe, and she began lulling James Angelo, to sleep with one eye, while she looked after the packets with the other. Now, sir, if you please, mind that packet. Pretty darling easy with that box, sir, it's glass pooty poppet, where's the deal case, marked arrowroot, number 24? Apostrophe she cried, reading out of a list as he had. And poor little James went to sleep. The porters were bundling and carting the various articles with no more ceremony than if each package had been of cannonball. At last bang goes a package marked glass, apostrophe, and containing the Cheney bowl and Lady Barrister's mixture, into a large white bandbox, with a crash and a smash. It's my lady's box from Crinolines. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cries Mary Ann. And she puts down the child on the bench, and rushes forward to inspect the damage. You could hear the chainy bowls clinking inside, and Lady B apostrophe S mixture, which had the exact smell of cherry brandy, was dribbling out over the smashed bandbox containing a white child's cloak, trimmed with blown lace and lined with white satin. As James was asleep, and I was by this time uncommon hungry, I thought I would go into the refreshment room, and just take a little soup. So I wrapped him up in his cloak, and laid him by his mama, and went off. There's not near such good attendance as at Swindon. We took our places in the carriage in the dark, both of us covered with a pile of packages, and Mary Ann so sulky that she would not speak for some minutes. At last she spoke out, "Have you all the small parcels?" apostrophe apostrophe 23 in all, apostrophe says I, then give me baby, apostrophe apostrophe give you what, apostrophe apostrophe says I, give me baby, apostrophe apostrophe what, haven't why you got him, apostrophe apostrophe says I, dot 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 dot, oh mussy, you should have heard her shriek, we'd left him on the ledge at Gloucester. It all came of the break of gauge. Mr. James again. Dear Mr. Punch, as numerous inquiries have been made both at my private residence, the Wheel of Fortunato, apostrophe and at your office, regarding the fate of that dear babby, James Angelo, whose premature disappearance caused such annies to his distracted parents, I must beg, dear sir, the permission to occupy a part of your valuable columns once more, and ease the public mind about my blessed boy. Victims of that national cuss, the broken gauge, me and Mrs. Plush was left in the train to Cheltenham, soaring from that most discreditable of complaints, a almost broken heart. The screams of Mrs. James might be said almost to outweigh the squeal of the dying, as we rushed into that fashionable spa, and my poor Mary Ann found it was not baby, but bundles I had in my lap. When the old Dowager Lady Barrisers, who was waiting eagerly at the train, heard that owing to that abominable break of gauge the luggage, her ladyship's chair brandy box, the cradle for Lady Angelina's baby, the lace, crockery and chainy, was reduced to one immortal smash. The old cat howled at me, and poor dear Mary Ann, as if it was us, and not the infernal break of gauge, was to blame, and as if we had no misfortunes of our own to deplore. She bust out about my stupid imprudence, called Mary Ann a good-for-nothing creature, and wept, and abused, and took on about her broken chainy bowl, a great deal more than she did about a dear little Christian child. Don't talk to me about your brat of a babby, sesh. Where's my bowl? Where's my medicine? Where's my beautiful pint lace? All in rewind through your stupidity, you brute, you. Apostrophe apostrophe, bring your action against the Great Western, Mom, apostrophe says I, quite riled by this cruel and unfeeling old Wixon. Ask the potters at Gloucester, why your goods is spiled, it's not the first time they've been asked the question. Get the gauge altered against the next time you send for medicine and meanwhile buy some at the low, they keep it very good and strong there, I'll be bound. As for us, we're a-going back to the cussed station at Gloucester, in search of our blessed child. Apostrophe apostrophe, you don't mean to say, young woman, apostrophe sesh, that you're not going to Lady Angelina. What's her dear boy to do? Who's to nuss it? Apostrophe apostrophe, you nuss it, Mom, apostrophe says one. Me and Mary Ann return this moment by the fly. Apostrophe apostrophe, and so wishing her a sarcastic adieu, Mrs. James and I leapt into a one-horse vehicle, and told the driver, to go like mad back to Gloucester. I can't describe my poor gal's Annie during our ride. She sat in the carriage as silent as a milestone, and as mad as a March hare. When we got to Gloucester she sprang out of it as wild as a tigress, and rushed to the station, up to the fatal bench. My child, apostrophe shrieks she, in a hoarse, hot voice. Where's my infant? A little beautiful child, with blue eyes, dear Mr. Policeman, give it me 1,000 guineas for it. Apostrophe apostrophe, fakes, ma'am, apostrophe says the man, a Irishman, and the divil a babby have I seen this day except 13 of my own, and you're welcome to any one of them, and kindly. Apostrophe apostrophe, as if his babby was equal to ours, apostrophe as my darling Mary Ann said, afterwards. All the station was scrouging round us by this time, potters, and clerks and refreshment people and all. What's this hero about that there babby? Apostrophe apostrophe at last says the inspector, stepping up. I thought my wife was going to jump into his arms. Have you got him? Apostrophe apostrophe says she. Was it a child in a blue cloak? Apostrophe apostrophe says he. And blue eyes. Apostrophe apostrophe says my wife. I put a label on him, and sent him on to Bristol. he's there by this time. The guard of the mail took him and put him into a letterbox, apostrophe says he. He went 20 minutes ago. We found him on the broad gauge line, and sent him on by it, in course, apostrophe says he. And it'll be a caution to you, young woman, for the future, to label your children along with the rest of your luggage. Apostrophe apostrophe, if my pecuniary means had been such as once they was, you may imagine I'd have had a special train, and been off like smoke. As it was, we was obliged to wait 4 martial hours for the next train, 4 years they seemed to us, and then away we went. My boy, my little boy, apostrophe says poor choking Mary Ann, when we got there. A parcel in a blue cloak? Apostrophe says the man. Nobody claimed him here, and so we sent him back by the mail. An Irish nurse here gave him some supper, and he's at Paddington by this time. Yes, apostrophe says he, looking at the clock, he's been there these 10 minutes. Apostrophe apostrophe, but seeing my poor wife's distracted hysterical state, this good natured man says, I think, my dear, there's a way to ease your mind. We'll know in 5 minutes how he is. Apostrophe, sir, apostrophe says she, don't make sport of me. Apostrophe, no, my dear, we'll telegraph him. Apostrophe apostrophe, and he began operating on that singular and ingenious electrical invention, which annihilates time, and carries intelligence in the twinkling of a peg post. I'll ask, apostrophe says he, for child mark GW273. Apostrophe, back comes the telegraph with the sign, all right. Apostrophe apostrophe, ask what he's doing, sir, apostrophe says my wife, quite amazed. Back comes the answer in a jiffy, CR. Y. 1. N. G apostrophe, this caused all the bystanders to laugh ex of my poor Mary Ann, who pulled a very sad face. The good nattered feller presently said, he'd have another trial. Apostrophe and what do you think was the answer? I'm blessed if it wasn't, P.A. P apostrophe, he was eating pap. There's for you, there's a rogue for you, there's a march of intellect. Mary Ann smiled now for the first time. He'll sleep now, apostrophe says she. And she sat down with a full heart. Dot 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 dot, if ever that good nattered superintendent comes to London, he need never ask for his score at the Wheel of Fortunato, apostrophe I promise you where me, and my wife and James Angelo now is, and where only yesterday a gent came in, and drew this picture asterisk of us in our bar. Asterisk this refers to an illustrated edition of the work. And if they go on breaking gauges, and if the child, the most precious luggage of the Englishman, is to be bundled about this year way, why it won't be for want of warning, both from Professor Harris, the Commission, and from my dear Mr. Punch's obedient servant, James Plush. The Tremendous Adventures of Major Gahagan. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.